Do your ears, like, just...
left from the elevation and going up and down?
Yeah, I feel like when I hear myself talking, I feel like I...
Your ears are stuffy. My ears are good, but my legs are fucked.
Oh, there we go. I just popped it.
I heard air come out of your ears.
Oh, you heard?
Fuck. Welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host, Eric Hollerbach. Episode 59.
Jeff Reeves. Hello, and welcome back. It's good to be back.
Well, you know, a week has passed.
Yes, it has.
So, but really, for our world, we just got on the slopes. Now we're getting off the slopes. Now we're on our way home.
Last you heard us was earlier today. Now we are on our way home in the darkness of night, just had a fun day skiing.
It was unbelievable. You know, in LA, when we left, it was 75 degrees. We drove northeast for 90 minutes, and it was a snow paradise.
It was a gorgeous mountain. You would never think you were an hour from sunny LA.
We went to Mountain High, which I saw postings for Facebook all over the place. A tree was carved with the Facebook logo. I wonder if Facebook owns Mountain High.
I don't know.
But anyway, great fucking resort. And what I love is on all the green circles, which is the easiest one, they have jumps. So, like, it's easy, you know, but if you want to go off a fucking 6 foot tall jump, you could. So we were doing that. We were doing everything. And I'm really proud of us that we haven't, you know, skied in, you know, 8 or 5 years. Or, you know,
yeah, Eric hasn't skied in 5 years. I have not skied in 8. And so, you know, I was unsure whether, you know, we still got it. But it's very much like swimming or riding a bike. Once you learn, you don't really lose it. So.
Yeah, and we went down the easier slope twice, and then we're like, fuck this shit. Let's take it up a notch. And, we were going off the jumps. We were doing everything. The only thing I didn't do is grind. But, you know, like, I need to come by a couple of times before I try grinding on rails or anything like that, but... They look pretty... They look like they're easy kind of grinding situations, but...
And we did not go down any black diamonds.
Yeah. We went down one really hard blue square that kind of scared us a little bit.
We were nervous.
You know.
It was kind of embarrassing.
It was a little scary. We went a little too fast down the hill. Whee! But, so what do you think about Mountain High?
Well, I highly recommend it. I thought the people were very nice. I thought, The mountain itself was great. The snow conditions were nice.
They had a very sexy staff.
They'd had a very sexy staff. However, we say that with an asterisk because I'm pretty sure they were all 16.
Check for an ID before you put anything anywhere. They're like, what, you mean my high school lunch ticket? That's all I need to see, bitch. Let's do this.
But they were lovely people.
Yeah, oh my God. It's so fucking amazing to... You know, and when you're skiing, you know, you got to really focus. You got to keep your skis under you. Your skis want to take you into the woods, and you have to, you know, muscle so that you can actually stay on the course.
And make sure you stretch both beforehand and after, as it really gives your quads quite a workout.
Yeah. So what else did we do? We got some beer.
I'm drinking and driving as we speak. Drinking
got
water.
A little dizzy after not drinking water for 6 hours skiing and then just having a beer. But people were drinking and skiing. Yeah, had people that were drinking on the ski lift
at the top of the slopes. Can. Yeah, there would be kids. And by kids, I mean, I don't know. They're probably 21.
Yeah.
But they would sneak, you know, cans of Coors to the top of the mountain, and you know, these of course were the snowboarders who were very cool, and they would be smoking a cigarette. Drinking a beer, and then they just snowboard down the mountain.
I don't know.
It was badass.
That's too crazy. Too crazy. It's so much... You have such an easier time dying on skis accidentally than a car. You know? If you're drunk, it's crazy. But,
well, as I said to Eric before, if you really want a challenge, then, you know, see how tipsy you can get when you're going down the mountain.
But there was this one jump that we kept going over... You know, and it was really fun. You go really fast, and there's a lip, but then also there's, like, a drop after the jump, so you, like, go really far. And we go down one time, and the snowboarder is just standing on the jump. And I said, hey, shitter, get off the jump!
You know, I gotta say, these snowboarders, they, you know, I know it's cooler to snowboard than it is to ski.
Right.
But, A, skiing is faster.
You can whip way down there.
Yeah. And, B... a lot of these snowboarders, I suspect, were really beginners, because no one was doing any tricks or doing anything remotely impressive. They were just falling down.
And they would get down the hill halfway down and then take a rest and have a sit right in front of all the jumps. So they'd be like, you know, wait for a 30-foot run to get enough speed for the jump. But they were all just procrastinating, scared of the jumps, hanging out in a big group above them, you know?
Yeah. Snowboarders are pussies.
Yeah, they're wusses. But I'm cool with skiing. I got some skiing skills. I don't need to reinvent the wheel. Because if you do a snowboarding, you know, the first day, your ass is going to be bruised and you're going to fall over 15 times. And I just kind of wanted to, you know, go down the hill and have some fun, you know. But
if you're looking to ski in the LA area, I highly recommend Mountain High.
Mountain High, 90 minutes.
They gave me a free sticker also.
They gave you a bumper sticker, mm-hmm. So, you know, you're way ahead when you really break it down.
Yeah. And I gotta say, the cafeteria was actually really good.
We had some chicken wings.
I wouldn't call them wings. Strips.
Strips.
And they were...
Call them strips! Tenders.
Now, I gotta admit, I've never really had chicken strips I didn't like.
Right.
But, hey, these were as good as I've ever had. But it's very possible that I'm gonna be... offered a job on Alice in Wonderland 2, starring Johnny Depp. Because if you remember the first one, it was an extraordinary cinematic experience. And it was such a big hit, made over $1 billion, they decided, all right, let's try to make another $1 billion. So they're making a sequel, which is good for me, because it looks like I might have a job. And they're going to be shooting it in London, England. And therefore, I may be spending the better part of 2014 in Europe. And I've never been out of the country.
Do you think you're going to come back with a slight British accent?
I would be shocked if I didn't, as I've always aspired to have one in the first place.
Yeah.
So I'm certainly going to try to fit in as best as I can over there.
But what do you think? You know, you think you're going to work like the American game, you know?
I figure I want to bring, I want to have, like, a leather jacket. Yeah. And be like, hey, toots, you want to hang with me?
They just act like the Fonz. They don't know.
Hey. Yeah, all the girls over there, they're so young, they don't even know who the Fonz is.
Yeah.
I could just totally rip his...
All the ones you're going after.
I could totally rip his style.
I don't know how to write cursive yet.
Yeah, exactly.
You're robbing the cradle. Different rules over there. Different rules. But, I've been to London before, just for a couple days, but, you know... Back in high school. I love England. You know, it's just the pubs are so warm and friendly. You know, we were kind of in a small town called Pershore for a little bit. But, like, you know, the people kind of know, like, oh, that's the American. Oh, that's what's he doing, you know? International business? I don't know. What's it? You know? But it's fun. It's a great time. And also, I think it'll kind of expand your mind because, you know, the kids there are a little more, like... They got more edge to them.
Sophisticated.
They've already been able to, like, go outside and, like, take public transit, you know, from a young age and get around, you know. So, you know, I went when I was a kid, and, you know, I think traveling to Europe, seeing how other people live and rock it, just absolutely, you know, expand your mind and, you know, and broadens your experiences. So, you know, are you trying to learn? Are you trying to find yourself Jeffy Jefferson out there? Or what do you think?
No, I'm doing it for the money, but it'll be a fun time nevertheless. I'm confident of that. It'll be a lot of work, but I'm sure on the weekends, me and my crew will be hitting the town and meeting some Englishmen and men. I mean, and women.
What? Englishmen and men. You gotta see two men for every chick.
Maybe I could meet Lord.
Yeah, you should get an audience with the Queen.
Yeah. Maybe I could introduce myself to Pippa Middleton.
Do you think that you can work such a game that you get in there?
The Queen? Yeah, absolutely.
Like, it starts where just you shuffle to the right, get a handshake, shuffle to the right, and then exit Buckingham Palace. That's what most people do. But I think if you, you know...
Whip it out.
Charmer.
Tell the Queen, like...
Hey, shake this.
Yeah.
Give this a couple tugs.
Hey, old broad, you want to hit the sack? Roll around.
Let me eat out your royal derriere.
Yeah, so anyway, that's what I plan to do. Have sex with Queen Elizabeth II.
what is going on? How, because I feel like, you know, I'm 28 now, but I didn't even remember when I was a kid. That was the same queen, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's been there for a long
time. She's been queen since the early 50s.
Shut up.
And she's actually just, like, 3 or so years shy of breaking the record for the longest monarchy ever. And the current, record holder, I believe, is Queen Victoria from the 19th century.
Well, wasn't she getting fucked by a horse? Or was that Joan of Arc? Look, the bigger point is, what has anyone actually, like, looked at Queen Elizabeth II and made sure that it's, like, possible for a human to live that long and she's not on some kind of...
Well, her mom...
You know what I'm saying?
Her mom, as played by Helena Bonham Carter in The King's Speech, lived to be... She might have made it past 100. So, therefore, Queen Elizabeth II, she's got, you know, genes-wise, she's got a few years left in her.
It's unbelievable, because all the royals are fucking inbred to keep their money in the...
Exactly.
But I guess when you don't have so many, you know, brain cells or whatever, you know...
I guess that's the key to longevity.
Because when you're inbred, you know, your IQ drops 100%.
Well, so, I don't know if that's a sign.
It's not like you're a purebred puppy. You know, you can't just do that with a human and have, like, you're going to have sensitive skin and, you know, your skin, it'll be, like, translucent and stuff. You'll have webbed fingers and stuff.
Hey, what you're saying is very offensive to inbred people who are just as normal as the rest of us.
It's a genetic fact.
I have webbed feet, and I'm not that inbred.
We were talking last week about how, some people... Oh, yeah, you have webbed toes. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Big, chunky ones. I saw British people with big, chunky webbings. You know what I mean?
Where?
In the Caribbean. They were the only British people on this boat, and they had, like, claw hands.
Oh.
But I wonder if it's because they were trying to keep the money in the family, and then 2 generations down, they got claw hands.
That's possible. Holy shit!
Lee! Someone's bumper had fallen off and was in the road.
Sorry for that, folks. There's a little scare on the road.
Okay. You know, that's what happens.
Highway tension.
Yeah.
Highway sexual tension.
So I'm going to go to London and I'm going to see men and the, you know, gentlemen. Some not so gentlemen.
On a lighter note, Eric.
Yes.
What are your plans for the Christmas break?
I'm going to go to New York City, stay with my sister as much as possible, and just go into New Jersey when I absolutely have to for Christmas and Christmas Eve dinners. Oh, get the hell out of there again.
Do you have big plans of what you want to do in New York?
I want to record a lot of podcasts. I'm going to get my friend Will Nunziata on my podcast. My friend Anthony Garino is going to be on the podcast. Probably my friend Alan Harris. So I'm going to do some open mics in New York. And
what do you want to do an open mic?
Where?
Yeah, like Gotham or the Comedy Cellar.
I'm going to try to find a mic where I don't have to. It's not like a bringer show.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But be fun. I just love New York. I kind of miss New York like a person, you know? It's like the type of place where you walk around and, you know, there's just nowhere else like it on the world, you know? You're a pedestrian, you get around really easily on the subway, you know? And it's just a different way to live. I kind of miss it. And I think this year also I've given the best presents I've ever given. Can't say what the presents are, but... on the podcast, but, you know, it's gonna come out right before, and it might spoil, but, I feel like good on gift giving. Do you want to spoil any, Christmas presents, or you got the...
I'll let you...
Come out the Tuesday before.
I'll let you in on a little secret. I have, not bought one Christmas present, but I'm,
You gotta get it in the airport, like, mall.
Well, I figure I'm coming back on a Saturday, so that'll give me... 3 days to shop.
Is this your first Christmas as an uncle?
No. Because Logan's 3. So,
what'd you get baby Logan? What are you thinking?
So,
is that hard to shop for a 3-year-old?
He loves cars. For his birthday, I got him a pirate telescope. that I thought was really cool. I think it was kind of a fail.
He didn't really like it.
Well, I never got any feedback, but I could just sense.
He was having a tantrum at the moment.
Exactly.
He couldn't really give you an assessment.
Exactly. Of
objective
course,
assessment.
Of course, I wasn't there, so I really don't know. But I'm going to stick with Cars, because he loves playing with Matchbox cars, and he loves the movie Cars.
He loves riding in that car.
Yeah, and so I think that's pretty a safe bet. I know last year I got him like a truck with some cars inside, so I think this year I'll probably get him a truck with some cars inside.
So do you think any of your other siblings are going to start cranking out any kiddos? Be an uncle twice over?
Well, my sister... By the way, I just popped my ears, so excuse my voice.
Yeah, Megan just got married, yeah?
So Megan just got married in August, so...
What do you think?
She's not pregnant at the moment.
Is she working and all that stuff, or what's she doing?
Oh, she's working, yeah. And so both her and her now husband are working, so they're, I think, enjoying their married life for at least a little while, and who knows what little ones may come along in the future, but... We're not going to pressure them until, January.
What do you think? You think you'll, get married anytime, Jeffy?
Well,
Are you worried about, a divorce alimony situation ruining your financial future?
No, I'm pretty... I'm definitely ready to get married and have kids. I just don't know if I'm ready for a girlfriend. So that's kind of the hard catch-22 right now. But maybe I'll meet a lady in England.
You'd have kids, though?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Really? I don't think I want any kids.
Yeah, I feel like I would, A, be a good dad, and B,
I feel like when you're an adult, finally you can do everything. Like, today we just went skiing without asking anybody for anything.
Yeah.
it's like, why ruin that? If you have a living girlfriend, you're good. You got everything. Don't keep fucking with it.
Well, I certainly agree that I don't want any kids right now. But maybe if I meet the right girl, then I'll I wouldn't mind putting my junk inside her and letting loose.
Just really giving her one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm going to grad school. Maybe I'll meet a lady there. Tie her in the bag or something like that.
Yeah.
Catch her.
Chicks dig it.
Bride kidnapping is a traditional way of getting married that supposedly dates back to the horse days. How it works is, guy wants to marry a girl, he gets a few of his friends together, they grab the girl off the street, then they drive her back to his place, and his mom and aunts try to convince her that marrying their son is the right move, even if he's a total stranger.
Kyrgyzstan is located next to China. Two-thirds of its people live in rural areas that are predominantly Muslim. And Western concepts of marriage proposals are rejected there.
In Kyrgyzstan, you can still, like if you want a wife or whatever, you just kidnap her. But then you have to marry her. It's like one of those situations. And, like, all the campus girls, get stolen, when they're in college. They all get kidnapped and married.
Maybe I should move to Kazakhstan.
Just grab one. They'd be like, go, go. And they'd want to just smash flour. You're like corn into flour with a big mortar and pestle. You'd be like, hey, you want to go play video games? They'd be like, clunk, clunk, clunk. Just smashing that flour up and be like, we're going to have some cultural issues here.
Why don't you look a bar with me and and
Weber.
Yeah, and Weber.
Who's the other guy?
There's Neil, Joe... Joe's girlfriend, Kira. I don't know if she was with us. Yeah, and we went to James Beach.
Yeah, but there was that other guy, Jeff Peel.
Oh!
Who kept on asking if there was if he could leave to go have sex with a prostitute.
Oh my God, you're right. I forgot about
that. Have you seen Jeff Peel in a while? Jeff Peel. I don't want to put you on blast, but if you look up this guy called Jeff Peel, we went out with a bar from him, and he's like, we were trying to have a good time at the bar, and he's like, oh, if I left right now, I could fuck a prostitute for $200. He said that probably 15 times that night.
Well, in his defense, he was very intoxicated.
He's like, if you want to go fuck a prostitute, we're not stopping you, buddy. But it's not,
He was a wild one that night.
He's quite up for that purchase, I suppose.
I forget who said this, but it's better to collect experience than it is to collect things.
Right.
And I remember watching The Price is Right when I was younger. And I know, and they usually give you, like, in the Showcase Showdown, they usually have a choice between, like, you know, something like a really cool stuff, like a boat or a car or something.
Right.
And then the other one was, like, you know, a trip. Okay. And so, you know, when I was younger, I used to always think, like, you know, take the stuff, because that'll last you, like, 10 years or whatever. And now, granted, if it was something you really wanted, especially, like, a car, then, you know, that might be a smart idea.
I want a dining room set.
But the older I get, I realize that it's important to have life experiences. And if you get someone offers you a trip to, you know, the Caribbean, that might be your only chance to ever go there in your life. And so, yeah, might as well take it. You can always get a shitty car when you come back. Did you hear that Beyonce dropped a brand new album on Friday without telling anyone about it? And there was no promotion. Nobody knew this thing existed or was even on the way. And then, like, Friday night, or maybe Friday morning, whatever, it just appeared out of nowhere on iTunes. Like, 17 new songs, and every single song has its own video, like, completed. And so it's like this mammoth, you know, wealth of content.
That.
Oh, that's right. Getting into the carpool lane. Yeah. So she basically just, you know, released, like, this colossal project and didn't promote it whatsoever. And so, anyway, Twitter and Facebook and whatever and the news were all just up in a hizzy.
I think that was a good PR move.
Yeah.
And she just let the fucking news catch up with everybody.
Yeah.
Did you hear she did this? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Those knockers look great when she's dancing around doing their moves and stuff.
That's what people were saying.
Is Beyonce the most attractive black woman?
That is a...
That you've ever
racist
seen.
Question.
It's not a racist question.
Why can't you just ask if she's the most attractive woman?
Wow. Okay, I see your point. Maybe it is a little racist.
To answer your first question,
is it a different category?
I don't. Here's the thing. I mean, she's very attractive. She doesn't. She's not like. I mean, she's, you know, she's hot. She's not like, you know, I don't know. Not really my type. I mean, yeah.
Can you think of a hotter black girl, though? Because I don't think I can.
I'm thinking. Well, Halle Berry in her prime, if she counts as black. I don't say that'd be offensive, but she is half black.
Who's the hottest bitch, period?
I'm a big fan of Victoria Justice. She's a singer, actress, on a show called Victorious. At least she was on it. And now she's not necessarily that famous, but she is smoking gorgeous, and I like her.
Do you know Blake Lively?
I like her. She's hot.
She might be. I don't know. Like, and you know, there's so many girls where it's like, you know, when they score 10, you know,
yeah,
there's like, you know.
It's really more of a, there's no ranking once you reach a certain level.
Yeah, it's just different styles of perfection.
I'm still trying to think of a hotter black girl than Beyonce.
You can't, right?
But, like, again, like, I don't think Beyonce's like that, you know. I mean, like, you know, she is gorgeous. Don't get me wrong, but.
Who's hotter? That's black.
The Laura Winslow from Family Matters.
Not bad. Just, you know, you always see Stefan going crazy.
Oh, you know who I liked? Stacey Dash. I mean, now she's like, you know, 40-something, but she was, she played Cher. No, or not Cher. What's her name? She was, you know, the movie Clueless. She played Alicia Silverstone's best friend.
Okay.
What was Alicia Silverstone's character's name? Was Alicia Silverstone Cher, or was her friend Cher?
I have no idea, man.
Great film. Paul Rudd's finest. Oh, shit. There's a guy in front of us with his hazards on.
Think you're safe on the carpool lane, and someone just is like, I'm gonna stop here.
What an asshole. I hope he fucking dies. Screw the pound.
It's like the guy, the snowboarder, who was just standing on the fucking ramp. We saw someone's bumper get ripped off earlier. Well, we didn't see it get ripped off. It was just...
Yeah, that was a weird thing, because, we didn't pass any cars that had a missing bumper, but this bumper was, like, it was, like, shaking around and, like, flying through the wind, and obviously bumpers are a heavy thing, so...
And it was taking up a whole, clearly, like, 75% of a lane.
Yeah, like, clearly it had just come off.
You know what I love about Hollywood is, I went over to Devin's house to play some Xbox. We got some donuts. You know, we got the munchies. You know, do some math. We go to this donut shop. There's a tranny outside. All these trannies are, smoking crack or whatever they're doing. They're all eating out of a Fritos bag. Then one of them puked in her Fritos bag. And then she, like, walks into the Korean donut shop owner and just starts trouble immediately.
Oh.
Like, African-American trannies in Hollywood and Korean people who are owned donut shops or any kind of store shops, they don't really get along a lot.
Normally, I hate generalizations, but that one is true.
Black people and Korean people, store owners, really don't get along.
They're black trannies.
Black trannies. But,
Hollywood Boulevard.
I think Koreans are kind of pretty racist against black people. But anyway, this one was just started screaming at each other. So that's what I like about Hollywood. You get to see some action,
Yeah.
I saw a fight in the street one time over there. And it was that kind of thing where the two guys were like, walking around each other for 50 minutes like, "What? You gonna press up on me? You gonna do that to..." And then... So we were just standing around watching them, like, puff out each other's chests and, 20 minutes later, the first punch was thrown.
I think that's one of the perks of becoming an adult. It's like, when you're a kid and you see something like that, it's really scary.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, God, I hope I don't get killed. But then as you get older, you kind of... you learn, the realm... You learn when you're in danger and when you're not.
Yeah.
And you see, if you're 40 feet away and two guys are in a fight...
They're just going to fight.
Yeah, you can assess the situation and know, okay, this is not going to involve me. Therefore, I hope one of them gets killed. That'd be awesome to see.
They're just knocked out.
Yeah, it's like, I'm bored. I want to see something.
Yeah. One of you guys, take out a chain and beat the other. You just get to walk away.
Exactly.
You get to see some violence, just like a movie. And then you're like, da-da-da-da-da. I don't want to talk to cops or anything like that. Just get out of there. But Jesse James, what happened there?
Jesse James.
Oh, yeah.
He working at a motorcycle shop.
Yeah.
And then he started writing Sandra Bullock a love letter a day.
Yeah.
Where he's like, "No, really, I'm into you." And she's like, "Really?" And he's like, "Really?" And she's like, "Really?" He's like, "Really?" And then they got married, and he's like, "I like the Hitler bitch."
Yeah. That's why many people do not like Jesse James.
He never really recovered from that.
He never really had much going for him in the first place, aside from
Sandra Bullock for a while.
Yeah,
he had that going for him.
Sandra Bullock, he had the motorcycle show that was popular for a couple of years. I forget whatever was it called?
Yeah. Only watch so many rich people get customized Harleys.
Exactly.
And then you're like, all right.
American Chopper, that's what it was called.
Yeah, yeah.
Was he? Yeah, he was on that show, wasn't he?
He was just a shop guy.
Yeah.
It's a grease monkey.
Yeah.
He lands Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, I admit I really just don't get reality TV.
I wonder if she was, really boring in bed. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
If he was, wanted to, put a nut in her asshole. She was like, "What?" And he's like, "Let me just pop a ball in your asshole."
Well, in her defense, I don't think... If a girl does not want a nut in her asshole,
married,
I don't think that makes her boring. It could perhaps make that guy a
weirdo.
Get a
shoehorn, get a little Vaseline, and get it in there.
I mean...
You're married. What else are you going to do?
I feel like, anything having to do with your asshole is something that, shouldn't...
Nut. I'm not talking sodomy.
Yeah, that's kind of like a... extra credit. If a girl's into that, great. But if she's not, I don't think she should be labeled boring.
That's one of my biggest things. It's for my 40th birthday. If I get married, my prenup would be lengthy, first of all. At the top of the list would be like, when I'm 40, we're going to get into that asshole. I'm going to give you 10 years of sitting right. But when I'm 40, I need to look forward to something. Because when you're, let's say I got married at 30, you know?
Yeah.
It's not very likely right now, but yeah, I'm 28. But let's say you get married at 30, you go, you know, what do you got to look forward to? 10 years from now, she's got to be 10 years older, you know. Some women age like a fine wine where they're, you know, the tannins in their taint taste wonderful when they age. But, you know, they might be a little bit more bitter. It might be a rounder flavor. What I'm saying is, you know, if you know, in 2 years from now, you're 38, like, I'll get in that asshole. You know, it keeps a little spark alive, you know?
That's true. Yeah, I don't know if you can really, like, force your wife to engage in anal sex in a prenup, but that'd be a first.
You get that, you'd be like, you're not getting any of my money, and I can fuck you in the ass. I'm gonna bugger you.
I'm wondering who this girl is gonna be who signs this.
My dream girl. She's waiting for me somewhere.
She must be really lonely right now.
Oh, man, there's this one part of my screenplay that I love where it's like this old guy. It's like this banker guy, you know? His name is Don. He just owns the world. And he's like, how's marriage going, Don? And he's like, yeah, it's going good. You know, it's been like 3 years. You know, she's 19 now. But let me tell you, getting the parents to sign for the underage marriage certificate and signing the prenup is really tough, especially when you're talking through a translator. That's got to be my kind of broad. Russian and doesn't really know, you know, what I'm talking about.
Really know what she's signing when she signs it.
Just understand legal documents. What is someone like that, you know? But if chimpanzees get personhood, maybe I'll marry a chimpanzee.
Yeah. I mean, they love it in the ass.
They got those big red asses. They're just begging for it.
No, you're thinking of baboons.
But if you had like a, let's say you had a baboon who lived in your house and who was your wife. And you trained her to like, you know, cook meals or get you a beer, make a sandwich.
Yeah.
But you just gotta fuck a baboon ass.
I mean, that's a pretty good situation.
You got a little buddy, you know?
I got a buddy, you level of your life.
But then it'll probably rip your face off if it gets strong, you know?
Yeah, I always get mixed up with, like, you know, apes, chimpanzees.
I think it was a chimpanzee that ripped that lady's face off in Maine.
Oh, God. Yeah, if I were to have sex with any animal of, like, you know, the ape kingdom,
right,
I would want it to be one of the ones that, like, you know, can rip off my face.
Right.
Because I'm not into that. Like, I tried it once during sex, and it just hurt.
Got your face ripped off?
Yeah.
The trouble with
granted, I was having sex with a lion.
If you fuck a prairie dog, just make sure they're mashing teeth or facing out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Just get the right side of it, you know.
Well, that I already knew, but you know, told me that a while ago.
And as soon as they pop out of the hole, you just grab it. Yeah. Make it like from a cuddly little animal into just like a sock puppet that you beat off into. What is with Swedish people and how hot they are? You know what I mean?
They have it so good in their country, they stay there and they don't leave. So, right. You know, it's just good-looking people having sex with good-looking people.
Yeah.
So it's just over generation.
They have, like, smoked fish.
Yeah.
And, like, a shot of vodka. Then they just come on each other's faces.
Who'd you rather have sex with? David Blaine or David Copperfield?
So now. Either one, I'll make my wiener disappear in their butt. I don't know. I don't even know what these people look like.
Really?
They probably got, like, sculpted, like, plastic surgery mugs now, you know?
How do you know David Copperfield?
David Blaine's kind of just like,
yeah, he's kind of, he'd be kind of like a douchey. Like, David Copperfield, he'd put on a show.
Yeah.
It's like, and he's very sexual in his performance.
You would, like, be flaccid. Yeah. And he would put a little curtain around your penis, and then he would lift the curtain, and you'd have an orgasm. I wasn't even hard. He's like, ta-da!
Yeah.
A puff of smoke comes out.
That was a profound question. I really didn't want to have sex with David Copperfield, though.
I think I just broke a record in some kind of Kinsey book. Thank you, David Copperfield. We've had quite an adventure today, sir.
We have.
Thanks for joining us on our ski trip. Merry Christmas. I might skip a week. I might not. I'll try to get as many podcasts out for you guys. Click through the Amazon link. Do your fucking Christmas shopping if you've done it late. You know, on Amazon. And, you know, it won't charge you anything else. Give us a little kickback. You know, I'll be in New York City. So if you're a friend of mine, you're listening to this, hit me up over Christmas. 18th to 30th, I'll be in New York. Doing some open mics and stuff, and you know, anything else for you to say?
Merry Christmas, everyone. Enjoy your time off, and it's been wonderful to be back.
That's another episode of the Highway Diary in the motherfucking bag. Thanks to my guest, Jeff Reeves.
Bye-bye.
Later.